Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. In this podcast, you'll learn actionable strategies to deal with infertility from Dr. Michael Chapman, or Prof as he's affectionately known. Prof is the co-founder of IVF Australia and is a leading Australian infertility specialist who has helped over 3,000 couples realise their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
That first cry of a baby born after the long journey of IVF remains one of the most beautiful experiences in the world. As an obstetrician and an IVF specialist, I've had the privilege of experiencing this over many thousands of times in my long career, but I still remain moved by each baby's first cry. It signifies the end of a long journey and the beginning of a new life. This is Professor Michael Chapman, co-founder of IVF Australia and host of the IVF Journey podcast. Thanks for tuning in. To access all the previous episodes, head over to my website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu. You'll also be able to find the various services that we provide at IVF Australia. Today, I'm going to try and answer the question, am I infertile? It's a question many couples struggle with, get concerned about, worry about. And that's because in today's world, the expectation of fertility is, I want to get pregnant, therefore I should be pregnant. We can contracept to ensure not getting pregnant. The contraceptive pill works incredibly well. So we have control over our fertility. But when that decision to conceive and have that baby is made, the view of most couples today is that they want it to happen tomorrow. They want it to fit in with their plans. They've just bought a house. It's time to have a baby. He's just got a pay rise. They can afford to have a baby. He's ready and she's ready. So we stop contraception and expect to be pregnant the next month. Unfortunately, nature gets in the way. Conception is not an efficient process. We've evolved to be that way. If conception occurred every month, this world would not be here. We would have been overrun population-wise hundreds of thousands of years ago. We're actually designed to be inefficient reproducers. So that couple in March, having stopped the contraception, that couple who decide in March that it's time to have the baby, she has a period, they try, and in April, a period comes. She's upset. She didn't get what she wanted. In fact, her chances of success were 15%. 85% of other couples who tried in March to get pregnant will also have been unsuccessful. It's normal. May comes along and another period arrives. Again, disappointment. Am I infertile? The answer to that question is most likely not. So cycle on cycle, 15% is the odds of a pregnancy. If you think about it, 15% is 1 in 6. Think of the dice, 6 sides, 1 in 6 chance of getting a 6. How many times do you need to roll a dice to get that 6? You can be lucky the first time, but you can go on and get to 12 cycles of throwing the dice and still not be pregnant, but you'll be less than 10% of the population. 90% of you will be pregnant by the end of 12 months. That's why doctors don't rush in to investigate or treat patients until 12 months has elapsed. That can be very frustrating for you when you go to your GP saying, it's been 3 months and I haven't got pregnant, and some will almost laugh at you and say, well, it's not a surprise. By 3 months, only 35% of couples trying to get pregnant would be pregnant. In fact, you're more normal not being pregnant. They're all facts. They're all true. The problem is we worry that we might be infertile. Now, there are some things that we do need to be aware of that may indicate a higher possibility of infertility. In the female side, irregularity of the menstrual cycle is a sign that ovulation may not be occurring. So if the cycle ranges out to 35 plus days or varies from 25 to 35 days, then it's worth having ovulation checked out by your GP. A simple blood test can confirm the answer. No more is needed if you're ovulating. The next issue in the female side is whether there's likely to have been any damage to the fallopian tubes by past events. Pelvic infection, chlamydia infection, endometriosis, previous surgery to remove ovarian cysts or a burst appendix can damage the tube, leave them scarred and therefore unable to carry the egg and the sperm to produce fertilization. So if after 3 or 4 months of trying you have those sorts of past history, again, it's worth going and seeing a doctor. On the male side, heavy smoking, alcohol, the use of drugs at the gym to build up the muscle are all deleterious to sperm concentration and quality. A past history of surgery to the testicles should be a warning sign and make a simple semen analysis a sensible investigation. By those I mean hernias as children or undescended testes. There's also the possibility that severe trauma to the testes can have caused long-term damage. We can all recall being kicked in the balls at some sporting occasion, usually still recall the severe pain that we suffered. In 99% of incidences like that, nothing is going to do any damage to semen quality. It's really only if bruising has occurred, usually meaning going to hospital. But in that situation, it is probably worth getting a semen analysis done if fertility hasn't occurred in under 6 months. But for most couples with regular cycles and none of that past history or lifestyle issues like smoking and alcohol and obesity, they're all in the normal range, then patience will cure the fertility and you are not infertile. The sad part in the 21st century for me as a fertility doctor is the anxiety that I see amongst couples who are trying for a couple of months, don't get pregnant, and believe that they may be infertile. The vast majority are not. What concerns me even more is that they may attend a specialist, in quotation marks, who moves them on to invasive treatments without giving nature a fair chance to do the job. If we go back to our grandparents who didn't have contraception, they got married much earlier in their early 20s and children came along. There was no pressing urgency. There was no ability to plan their lives. They got married and at some point they had children. We've changed that equation today. We do have fertility control. We can stop getting pregnant. What we can't do is overcome the inevitability of nature and its relatively prolonged process for many couples to fall pregnant naturally. And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.